A Note from Paula. My working title for this book in the series has been the Oops Edition. How does one go from losing over 100 pounds, 120 pounds to be exact, to gaining almost half of the weight back, and still feel ready to put the gloves back on? One of my biggest goals in writing this series is to help others who might be in a similar position as me with their weight, motivation, and self-esteem. One of my biggest intentions in doing this is to be as transparent and real with you as I can be. I don't want to be that person who is selling you a formula for losing weight fast and fixing your life, yet hiding behind my own weight and insecurities. I will tell you straight out that you and I are very much the same. I'm not perfect in this, and I like to call myself a work in progress, for sure. So, my story continues as someone who did lose 120 pounds by age 40, as was my original goal. At age 42, my how time flies. I found myself looking at a weight gain of almost half that weight. Wow! How could this have happened? And what would I do about it? Depending on when you are reading this, you might be joining me in this part of my journey to lose those 50 pounds, and we really can do this together. Be sure to send me a note. Best place to connect would be via the Facebook page or my website, link at the end of the book. The good news is that if I, or you, managed to lose 120 pounds of weight in a way that was healthy, and for the most part not too difficult, we can do it again, and do it for good. The plan, as laid out in the previous books of the series, is solid. I know that for sure. It is doable, healthy, and actually pretty fun. So the solution is about moving forward in that plan as opposed to trying to find another fad diet or quick weight loss gimmick that will probably work in the short term only. But we want lasting results here. The real question isn't so much about losing the weight as it is in recognizing, without overanalyzing, what went wrong and how to not do this in the future. I want lasting change for me, and I want lasting change for you. This means being able to cope with whatever life throws us without turning to food and by continuing to always aim for health. This book is meant to help you find the motivation to get back to your weight loss plan and to learn from past mistakes so that your weight gain is merely just another stepping stone to your ultimate goal, rather than an excuse to completely give up on changing your life. If I can do this, so can you. Let's do it together. I'm just a regular woman, losing 100 plus pounds, who has found a number of strategies that work for me. In this book, I'd like to share with you what has worked for me in terms of getting back on track after a significant weight gain. You have the choice right now to continue down a path of destruction and depression, or of getting back on track to being healthy and continuing to change your life. Losing weight and getting healthy has affected every area of my life, and I want that for you. I am not there yet myself, but I do know that so much of the journey is about getting started and picking ourselves up when we make mistakes. I can help you with that. Let me walk with you as you continue on a plan for your own success. This book, which is Volume 6, like all the others, can be listened to on its own. It is meant to be a blueprint to help with the motivation you need to get back on track after a weight gain. I very much appreciate your reviews and comments, as I love to put a name to those who are creating a healthy and happy life. I would love to be your biggest cheerleader, if you'll let me. To your success, Paula.